Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oh, I don't know, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky, sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here?
Hey, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, real funny.
And, hey, folks, in the first hour today, we had N.T. Wright, probably the greatest living New Testament scholar. Is it a coincidence that his first two initials are N and T? Is that weird or what?
His brother is O.T., so.
I didn't want to bring it up in front of him, and I won't bring it up in front of him, because he's a. He can be gruff and forbidding, and I don't want to risk it. But I just thought, since he's out of the room, we're going to be back with him in a couple of, 5 minutes. But I really love talking to him, and I hope that you will listen to the rest of our conversation with him. But before he rejoins us to continue the conversation, we have to remind you, because today is Wednesday.
Yes.
That means that last night was Tuesday night.
It was.
I was on Shannon Bream. Did he see me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just say, crazier yet, tonight I'm going to be on with Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And crazier yet.
What?
Tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Yes.
TBN. Now, folks, you got to go to TBN.org. And you have to find out where, you know, because if you don't know where it is on your, it'll tell you at TBN.org. You got to search. But tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, I believe it's 9 p.m. or 8 p.m., I don't know, Matt and Lori Crouch, who run all of TBN, they've got this big praise program. They are having me on for the full hour.
Mm-hmm.
This is tomorrow night. Tonight, Tucker. Yep. Tomorrow, TBN, a full hour. And I have to say, I had so much fun doing that interview. I can't wait to see it myself, just to see, like, what, you know, whatever.
I was here in the studio when you recorded it. It was really a blast.
It was fun.
It really
was. It
was
a ton of fun. So they're airing that.
Tune in.
Tomorrow night. That's Thursday, okay? And then.
Oh, boy.
Friday night. Friday night. We don't have a drum, but thank you for that.
Fingers. Two fingers.
Friday night.
Okay.
This program, the Eric Metaxas Show, airs on TBN, which is TV, and so it's called the Eric Metaxas Radio Show, as seen on TBN. So it's a radio show on TV, which, you know, you see Glenn Beck has done that, and Howard Stern has done that, and Imus has done that.
But
and
you
it's
do
like
it
everybody,
right. You do it right.
Well, let me tell you, they created an animation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The animation that starts the program, we're not going to release that. You have to watch the show to see it. That's 6 p.m. this Friday on TBN.
Mm-hmm.
And the animation, it's a 30-second opener. We were going to shoot, do a live shoot with me running around the city and stuff. And they said, why don't we do an animated opening? And I thought, really? Like, that's a bit, that's important and crazy and expensive. And how do you pull that off to do that right? Well, oh, my gosh. The guy that they did sort of looks like me. It's at least not unflattering. You, Albin, play the chauffeur, so we don't really see. You're tall and skinny, but we just see your top half, and you're wearing a chauffeur's cap. And I mean, the whole thing is funny. And it's just nuts.
It really did remind me of the opening of the Flintstones. I got to tell you, there's a little Flintstone-ish.
Yeah, definitely. And it's again, it's animated. And the first the part where I'm on the skateboard, no joke, I pass 7 New York celebrities. Anybody who can identify all of them and email us, the first 3 people who identify all 7 correctly get a signed copy of my Miracles book. Okay?
Yes.
Just wanted to say that. And before we go back to before we go back to NT Wright, it's like confusing. Before we go back to NT Wright, I have to remind you, we're doing a fundraise with Angel Tree. Folks, one of the greatest ideas anyone has ever had. Okay, I remember this happened at Prison Fellowship. Prison Fellowship was run by Chuck Colson, Ministry to Prisoners. Wonderful ministry. I worked there for a couple of years myself. I was on Breakpoint, all this stuff. Well, somebody, I forget who, I think it was a woman who had been to jail for robbing a bank. I'm not making this up. She came up with the idea. She said, what about if Prison Fellowship tried to reach out to bless the children of these prisoners? Because at Christmas time, these prisoners can't give their children presents. Yeah. I mean, it would break your heart.
Yeah.
So they created Angel Tree at Christmas time so that these children get presents from their parents. It's just a beautiful thing. We've raised money for that on this program. But then somebody came up with the idea years later. What about in the summers? What if we were to send some of these kids to summer camp? And I just want to tell you, when you go to my website, metaxastalk.com, don't even go there to donate. Go to metaxastalk.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, and just read what it says and look at the videos. It is so beautiful. It is such a great idea. I'm begging you to go to metaxastalk.com and to click on the banner and see what they have there. The information, it's just so beautiful what they do with these kids. Actually, we have a clip. There's a kid, Daryl Brooks. And, you know, this is the whole idea of Angel Tree Camp, to get these kids out of often not great urban environments for a week in the country, in the woods, to do all this fun stuff. Because being where they are, it's not a great influence typically. So let's listen to Daryl Brooks.
I was born and raised in Crosby, Texas, in a family of 12, and I was the youngest. My father wasn't nowhere around. I got involved in running with guys that used to drink and smoke. But at the age of 18, I experienced something that was called crack cocaine, one of the worst drugs that a person can ever experience in his life.
Now, I did not know what he was going to say in that clip. I thought it would have a more positive ending.
Yeah.
It does, the long clip does, but we only have the short one. The point is, folks, that Daryl ended up in prison, okay, as you'd guess from what he just said. But thanks to Prison Fellowship, he took control of his life. He gave his life to God. Today, he counsels young people on avoiding the types of behavior that sent him to prison, that send their parents to prison. You yourself have the power to change a kid's life by sending that kid to Angel Tree Camp, where they will hear from folks like Daryl Brooks. It's just, I have to say, some ideas are so great. I want to rave about it, and I do rave about it. You go to metaxastalk.com, click on the Angel Tree banner. You can just see the stuff there for yourself. Or you can call. I'll give you the phone number. Some people don't like the internet. So here's the phone number, 888-206-2793. That's 888-206-2793. three. I'll give that again.
Yeah,
before
you know,
we go.
No, what's so really amazing is that for just $200, you don't have to give the whole $200. Just a portion of $200 that sends one child to camp for a week.
I know.
I mean, it's incredible.
No, it is incredible, yeah. And it makes a big deal.
I mean, people go out to dinner, a couple people for dinner,
oh,
in
man.
New York,
it's,
$200.
It's, boom. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it. Now, by the way, anybody giving $500, you, the first people to do this, because we have very limited supplies, will get a hideous, gigantic Eric Metaxas face cookie. If I could show this to you, this is radio, you can't see this. It's a huge cookie that looks just like me. I hope you don't eat it. I hope you preserve it. It'll be valuable someday, 400,000 years from now. And then there's an Eric Metaxas radio show cookie. These are huge, monstrous, beautiful cookies. Anybody who gives $500 will get one of those while supplies last.
Yeah,
there's
limited.
Like three of them. Okay?
I know, there's not a lot.
Everybody else gets to visit the studio for if you give $500.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help rather desperately. So we're asking you, please go to angeltree.com. But again, if you go there, go to metaxastalk.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner and just see what you see. Watch the videos and then you give what you think is reasonable. But I have to tell you, when somebody has a great idea, we need to, you know, take advantage of it. It's a great idea. We'll be back with N.T. Wright.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and as promised, more with N.T. Wright, or as he allows me to call him, Tom. I want to talk about your biography of Paul. I think most normal people would think the idea of writing a biography of Paul would be madness, but you, being N.T. Wright, dared to leap in to that. For those of us who've not read that book, how is it possible to write a biography of someone who obviously lived 2,000 years ago and about whom we know very little, if anything, that we would call, you know, extra biblical?
Well, the good news is that over the last century or so, we've discovered a lot more about the first century Jewish world than we knew before. We've got much better editions of some of the key texts. There's been an enormous amount of work done on the early rabbis, and Paul grew up as a Pharisee, we know that, and the Pharisees were the lineal predecessors of the people who became the rabbis. So we can get an angle on him. We've got the Dead Sea Scrolls, not that Paul was from that community, but we can see how some people were reading their scriptures at that time. And with all of this, we've got different angles in. And as a historian, as you know, you put the data on the table. And the question, as with the natural sciences, actually, is how do you get in the data? How do you make sense of it? How you come up with hypotheses as to how it all works, which then should shed light on other issues. So, after a lifetime of bumping my nose up against Paul and thoroughly enjoying it and preaching him and teaching him and puzzling over difficult pieces, the thing starts to come into shape. We know he grew up in what we call Turkey. We know he was from an ultra-Orthodox Jewish family. We know that he went to Jerusalem. We know all sorts of things.
Actually, now, what part of Turkey?
Well, central South Turkey, Tarsus, which is in Cilicia. So,
how could I forget Saul of Tarsus? Yeah. But I never really thought about that. I don't know where I thought Tarsus was.
But we have quite a lot of information about how diaspora Jews, that's Jews away from the Holy Land, how they navigated the space between themselves and their non-Jewish neighbors. And there's all sorts of things like that which enable us to see, this is what's going on here. This is what. And so for me, we know an enormous amount from Paul's letters because they're very personal and passionate letters.
When do we suppose he left Asia Minor to come to what today we think of as Israel?
Yeah, we don't absolutely know. My guess is, from putting together bits from Acts and the hints in the letters, that he was quite a young man, quite possibly in his early teens. He may have gone to Jerusalem to study. He was obviously, I mean, we know from his letters, this guy is scarily bright. He thinks in Hebrew, he thinks in Greek. He can navigate his way around philosophical issues, cultural issues. He knows his Bible like the back of his hand, so he can quote from memory. And sometimes he's quoting in Greek, but with a memory of what the original Hebrew was. And we can see that going on, which is quite exciting intellectually.
You can see that going on, and then we can read about it in your books. That really is something, and how wonderful to think of that. And then, of course, what I love in particular about Paul is his quoting of the pagan poets and how some of them, these pagan poets, become part of Holy Scripture because of Paul's having quoted them.
That's right. It's like we have Pontius Pilate in the Creed. What's a second-rate Roman governor doing in the Christian Creed? And it's to do with the kind of joke of it is the thatness of history, that God isn't just floating above the surface somewhere. God is actually involved through Jesus and then by the Spirit through people like Paul in real-time history.
So it gets right back to the theology we're discussing in hour one. And I really do mean that in my writing of the book on my biography of Martin Luther, I really finally understood this in a way that I hadn't before. And I think Luther helped the world understand it in a way that they had been missing for at least a few centuries.
That might well be so. I'm not a Luther scholar myself. I have an enormous admiration for Luther for this reason, particularly that he said, what we need to do is to understand the Bible much better. So we have to go back to the original sources. Obviously, it was the Renaissance. They were doing that. And he then was able to draw things out of the New Testament, which had been buried for ages.
Right.
And I think if Luther was around today, he would say, don't take Lutheran theology forever. Do what I did, not necessarily. In other words, you go back and you do your homework on the sources and then come back.
Well,
that's what we need.
That's the cry of the humanists, ad fontes.
Yep,
I mean, that's so it's a wonderful thing. And you're quite right. And that's the typical temptation is to idolize Luther and to forget that he didn't even like the term Lutheran,
quite. Why would he? But with, I mean, in a sense, Paul is doing something similar. But in the light of Jesus, he is saying we are now reading our Hebrew scriptures, our Old Testament, as Christians came to call it. And we're reading it with fresh eyes. There's a lot in Paul's writings about now we can see what this passage about Abraham, Moses, Psalms, whatever it was, we can see where they were really going. And Paul has deep roots in his own scriptures, but then with this unexpected new fruit of the Christian gospel.
Well, that's what's, to me, the tightrope that we have to walk because we want to be continually reinterpreting what the scriptures say because we want to be more biblical.
Well,
and how dangerous it is to avoid that entirely and to allow the accretions of history to give us a certain view. You talk about that a lot. And it's not so easy to do that, and especially we know as Protestants that it's very tempting for everybody to have their own interpretation. And thankfully we have a few scholars like you to help us.
But I mean, the key thing there is history. That history is a public discipline. It's not just somebody's opinions about what might have happened, but because, I mean, history is complicated of any period. You've studied Luther, you've studied Bonhoeffer, you know that putting the sources together is not just that easy.
No.
Different interpretations, and so it is with ancient history. But there are some things we can absolutely rule out. For instance, people used to say that Paul abandoned his Jewish heritage because he'd got something totally new, so he turned his back on that and said, no, the gospel is different. And then some Jewish writers have picked that up and said, there you are, Paul was just a renegade. He didn't understand real Judaism. So actually, he was muddling up the pure Jewish faith of Jesus.
Right.
So, and things like that then get out into the public domain and foul up the debate. And that's why the historical study of Paul needs to go back again and again to Paul the Jew, believing that Jesus was Israel's Messiah, and what difference does that make to what it means to be a loyal Jew?
Well, that's what's so fascinating to me is that none of those early Christians thought they were abandoning Judaism for some other faith.
Quite,
on the contrary, they thought that this
was the fulfillment.
The fulfillment, and that if you're missing this, you become less Jewish.
Well, and there's a critical issue going on here because, exactly, if you're missing this, you become less Jewish. Because in Paul's day, there were many Jewish parties and groups. And if you read the historian Josephus, what was going on in Jerusalem in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, all sorts of people saying, so-and-so is the Messiah, or so-and-so is the great prophet. This is what we have to do. And they were kind of anathematizing one another. And so it went on into the second century with the great revolution under Bar Kokhba, which came to a sticky end in 135 AD. And at each point, different Jewish groups were saying, this is what God is now doing, and if you're not part of that, then you're not a true loyal Jew. You know, when I was working on that Paul biography, I had a working title for it, which then the publishers eventually said, no, nobody will know what that means. And my working title was A Contested Loyalty. a contested loyalty. In other words, Paul claimed he was being loyal, but other people said, no, you're a traitor, you're letting the side down. And so Paul is constantly struggling. When he comes back to Jerusalem after his missionary journeys, he tries to tell an angry crowd why he's been out there preaching to the Gentiles. He gets a few sentences in, and they're just shouting, and it's all hopeless, because loyalty means different things. Faithfulness means different things.
Who was the publisher? Who is the publisher of your biography of Paul?
Oh, it's, in this country, it's HarperCollins. In Britain, it's SPCK.
Is it Harper One specifically?
Yeah, Harper One. Yes.
Those are bad folks. You need to get away from them. Now, a contested loyalty, that's a beautiful phrase, really. You couldn't put that as the subtitle?
I think we decided not to, but it's a phrase that does occur a few times in the book. I left it in.
It's interesting because I almost... How long is your biography of Paul?
280 pages, 300 pages. Not sure. Something like that.
Yeah. Because it's interesting. It's almost... the idea of a contested loyalty, I almost wish you would write a, 30,000-word book... essay just on that.
Well, who knows? That might happen. But, I mean, it's woven into the story because one of the most poignant moments in all of Paul is the beginning of Romans chapter 9, where he says, I'm constantly in agony okay. of soul over my kinsfolk according to the flesh.
Let's pick this up. We'll be right back with N.T. Wright.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey not saying whether she intends to sign a proposed abortion ban into law. She says potential legal fees should not deter efforts to protect the unborn. The Alabama legislature gave final approval to the nation's most restrictive abortion law in the country, a measure that would make performing abortion if the mother's health is not at risk at any stage of pregnancy a felony. Senator Lindsey Graham proposing a bill to address underlying causes of Central American migration. The primary element would be to require asylum claims to be applied for in the migrant's home country rather than at the U.S. border. The White House is flatly rejecting the House Judiciary Committee's request for documentation and testimony from dozens of current and former White House staff. The president's top lawyer is also calling on the panel to cancel its investigation. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends even if they don't listen to this program. If you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows only available at MyPillow.com or if you call 800-978-3057. You have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the two-pack lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code. Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the great Bobby Sherman, if you're scoring at home. He seems to have a kind of a replacement theology inherent in his view of personal relationships, but we're not going to get into that. I'm talking to N.T. Wright about his biography of Paul. You were just quoting that scripture. Paul is tortured. You call it a contested loyalty. Say that again, that scripture.
Romans chapter 9, Paul says, immediately after the great climax of the first half of Romans, where nothing will separate us from the love of God in Messiah Jesus, I am in unceasing torment of soul because of my kinsfolk according to the flesh. Now, I read that as a theologian. Oh, yeah, Paul's worried about the Jews who don't believe. But when I was writing the biography, I realized there's a period of 10 years when Paul goes back after his conversion, after whatever happened, after a flurry of activity in Jerusalem. He's too hot to handle. They send him back home to Tarsus.
I didn't know that he went to Tarsus. I thought he was always in the desert someplace Syria.
That he goes to Arabia. That's another story. That's early on. But then he goes back to southern Turkey, to Cilicia, to Tarsus.
And if you don't mind my asking, because this is just pure ignorance, how do we know that?
Because he says so in Galatians. Well, he's putting together Galatians and Acts.
He goes all the way back to Tarsus.
It's not that far. I mean, that's just round the...
They didn't have buses in those
round
days.
No, they had 747s, didn't you know?
Round the horn.
Yeah, it's not that. But the point is this. He goes back to the place he grew up. Now, it doesn't take much imagination. You go back home, your head's full of new ideas, and here's mum and dad, you know, what's happened to our boy? And I think Paul is a good son. He doesn't want to upset them. I'm sure he wants to tell them about Jesus, and I'm equally sure they don't want to hear it. And everyone, sooner or later, when you're doing this, comes up with the question, was there a girl? Or had he been engaged? Was there somebody, a neighbor to whom they'd betrothed him, to the daughter or whatever? And what he says in 1 Corinthians 7 inclines one to think either he had been married and she left him, or it was broken off at an earlier age. So there's all sorts of levels, and this is probing very cautiously, but you're a biographer. This is what you have to do to try to get inside the motivation. And in the middle of that is his conviction that Jesus is Israel's Messiah. Here's the thing. People today, post-modernity, 21st century, tend to say, oh, you've got Christianity, Judaism. This is comparative religion. So are you saying Paul's religion is better than the Jewish? And I say, that's the wrong question. These are 19th century constructs. What we're talking about is Jesus Israel's Messiah or isn't he? Because if he isn't, the whole thing is a blasphemous nonsense, which is what he'd believed before. But if he is, then a new world has opened up. And if you don't see it and join in, then you're missing out on the fulfillment of God's covenant with Abraham. Nothing less than that.
That's pretty big. It seems to me a large part of your ministry is telling people that they're asking the wrong questions.
Absolutely.
Because I've heard you say that so many times, and of course...
Well, you're an interviewer. You ask questions, so I'm bound to tell you.
But it's an interesting thing, because we have to reframe our questions and our views, and we come with predispositions and things. But... that, of course, is quite right, that if Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, it changes everything. It makes us Jewish.
Well, in a sense, yes. I was once trying to get to church here in New York, and I was tried to cross the street from my hotel to the church, and there was a massive Jewish parade going down Fifth Avenue, I think it was, and somebody from the parade, as I was trying to get through, buttonholed me and said, "Are you Jewish?" And I thought for a moment, and I said...
Only they knew who
and
they
I
were.
Said, I think I said something like, well, possibly, but not in the sense that I think you mean. And they let me go.
Yeah. You could have just said, yes, I've been grafted in. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, yeah. They probably hadn't heard of Romans 11, but I don't know.
I think you may be right. But it is very interesting, because those Jews who are friends of mine who see Jesus as Messiah...
Yeah.
They seem to have a far deeper understanding of their Christian faith because of the Jewish background.
That is often the case. I mean, I don't know very many so-called Messianic Jews, but I know some, and one or two of them are close friends of mine. And I would say there's a spectrum again, because And I understand the political and social and cultural tensions today, and there is often then a contested loyalty because they want to be loyal to their Jewish context, especially in a post-Holocaust world. I get that.
Yeah.
But equally, they want to be loyal to the Jesus-believing family, which is worldwide and is mostly now non-Jewish.
Yeah.
There's huge tensions and difficulties, but something has to be said. And Paul, this is one of the key things in Paul. When he says in Galatians chapter 2, I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. Now, how can a Jew say, in order to live to God, I have to die to the law? The law is God's law. And Paul, you can see Paul wrestling with that. That's an intellectual problem, but it's got all the personal, social, cultural, philosophical dynamics coming through it as well.
I'll say. We're going to have one more segment with N.T. Wright. I want to remind my listeners and viewers that we're doing a program with Angel Tree Camps for the summer. We send kids to these wonderful camps where they hear about the love of God and they get to do things that they don't typically get to do at home. It is an outgrowth of Prison Fellowship founded by my friend and hero and mentor Chuck Colson. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, give generously. It's very, very important that we understand what a privilege it is to help these kids, and Angel Tree does it well, or we wouldn't be asking. So go to MetaxasTalk.com and give as generously as you might. God bless you. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I'm Eric Metaxas, and you're on the Eric Metaxas Show.
Congrats.
And guess what?
What?
On this show, we celebrate ReliefFactor.com because it helps me. I take it every day. I have pain, but it helps. And I know that when I stop taking it, the pain comes back. Kind of a hint. I tell all my friends and relatives, you've got to try it. The Quick Start Pack is $19.95. It's insane not to try it. Most of the people who try it, it works for them. But let's hear from Ann from Oklahoma.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back.
Okay, folks, ReliefFactor.com. Honestly, you got to check it out. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
In today's mobile world, a landline may be an unnecessary expense, but your home telephone number is important to you. You've had that same number for years. It's in the church directory, the doctor's office has it, old friends can find you in directory assistance. Now there's a solution. With OurOldNumber.com, you can get rid of your expensive landline, keep your home telephone number, and your friends and family can reach you wherever you are. Whether you're just out running errands or down south for the winter, you'll never miss an important call. Calls to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which person they wish to speak with, and the call is immediately forwarded to that person's cell phone. It's the perfect solution. There's no equipment to buy or long-term contracts. OurOldNumber.com even eliminates those annoying sales calls. It's so easy to sign up. Just go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started. You'll be glad you did. That's OurOldNumber.com.
And when I awake, the sky looks painted on. Because I know this can't be real.
Hey there, folks. That's the Orange Peels. And I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with N.T. Wright. We can talk about anything. We just have a few minutes left. I want to make sure that we remind folks that you have done a number of short online courses. I'm so happy that someone forced you to speak to the camera, because we really need more of you, and not everybody can get to where you're speaking. Folks can go to ntwrightonline.org, ntwrightonline.org. There is, in fact, a free course. If you go to ntwrightonline.org/Eric, I'm Eric, ntwrightonline.org/Eric, you get a free coupon for the course on the Lord's Prayer. There are many other courses, one on the subject we've been covering, Paul, the biography of Paul and all the books of the New Testament, as you'd expect from N.T. Wright. Okay, I have to ask you, do you live in England?
No, Scotland.
Whatever. No, you live in Scotland.
I might as well say you live in Canada.
I know. I knew that. I'm teasing you. I like to tease you. Do you ever speak publicly about the Brexit idea? Do you have anything that you can say on that?
I was asked to do a lecture on some current issues, including that, last October, I think it was. And it was quite fun to put it together, because a lot of people in church circles, just like a lot of people in non-church circles, are very confused about it. My broad sense, okay, this is broad brush answer, is that the European project, which was really invented after the war as a way of saying, we don't want another war like that.
Yeah.
We need to put this all together.
Right.
It's a very modernist thing. I don't know if people understand that. The modern European thing is all about, we're getting together. We're all basically the same, so
right.
We'll call it solidarity, and we'll put everything under one roof, and we'll have one currency and maybe even one foreign policy and one this and one that. So a sense of almost like a super state. And Britain was on the edge of that. Were we going to join? Well, we wanted to, then we didn't want to. And finally, in the early 70s, we joined. The trouble is, just having joined is when postmodernity kicks in and says, a plague on your solidarity. We are different. We've got different stories, different narratives. And that's part of our cultural moment. And we are caught between the modernist idea of solidarity and the postmodern idea of difference. And so that's the deep angst which is driving so much. But it comes out in unhealthy ways, like people worried about immigration or whatever. Not that European immigration has really been the thing that has driven anti-immigration politics over the last 50 years. So there's all sorts of muddles and complexities. And this has got, unfortunately, bound up with particular personality problems within our current political scene. And so people are concentrating on, I think, the wrong issues. The main problem is, constitutionally, we are not set up to do referendums. We have a representative
right.
democracy, and we do not usually sort out issues
yeah.
by. But once you have a referendum,
now you're stuck.
Then if it doesn't go
yeah.
the way people
yeah.
want, they say, let's
yeah.
have a second referendum.
Yeah.
And the answer is, well, if that goes the other way, you're going to have a third. What is
yeah.
a sort of a playoff? And so we're in a real mess right now.
I see something. When you talk about the post-war. Idea that we've all got to get together.
Yeah.
That, to me, that seems extremely dated. The idea that
exactly.
France and Germany
exactly.
are going to go to war, that's really 100 years old or close
mm-hmm.
to it.
Yeah.
And it seems absurd to me to think that we've all got to to try to force ourselves to be one when being Greek and German, I have a hard enough time in my own reconciling these two disparate cultures.
Yes, now it explains a lot about you, Eric, actually. So thanks for revealing that.
It's true.
But, I mean, I have traveled a bit in Northern and Southern Europe, and I'm very much aware, for instance, a different attitude to law itself. The further you go south in Europe and south and east, correct, the more you get people where, yeah, there's a general framework of law, but we don't pay the same attention to it as they do in Northern Germany or Belgium or indeed Britain. In Britain, because we have common law which has evolved over the years, we all basically accept it. But then in Europe, and particularly in France, it's a top-down system since the revolution. Philosophers have thought through how things ought to be, and then they impose them. We just haven't done it like that in Britain. So when we get laws coming at us from Brussels, there's a philosophical or ideological deep resistance to being told
what to do. Well, look, I think it's extraordinarily healthy. It's a sign of health that people feel uncomfortable by having things imposed upon them from without. And the idea that a group of unelected officials in Brussels can have that much say, it ought to make people uncomfortable, but I think it's taken some time for people to realize they're not being well represented.
And I think nobody has thought through what this is going to mean for business, where it's been quite easy to do business because the trade barriers are down, etc.
Yeah.
Nobody's thought what it's going to mean in terms of, say, security and passing information from spy networks and so on.
Yeah.
All that has to be worked out. And the biggest problem, which nobody talked about during the referendum, is the Irish border. Because since the Good Friday Agreement, which Tony Blair negotiated, the problem of Northern and Southern Ireland was, okay, we're not going to have a hard border with police. It's going to be easy. And we're all in the EU, so that's all right, isn't it? But if Northern Ireland is not in the EU and Southern Ireland is, then are we going to have a hard border again? Because last time we had that was an open season for terrorism and for all kinds of smuggling and goodness knows what. So that's one of the biggest sticking points, and nobody saw that coming. The one law which really counts in all of this is the law of unintended consequences.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad I asked you that question because we rarely get to hear from somebody from your side of the ocean on this, and I do think that we think of it a lot here. It is important, I think, that we're beginning to see people understand that it's not wrong to have an idea of, call it what you will, one's own story, one's own history, one's own culture, and even one's own national sovereignty, that can be overdone, but it can be underdone.
But the tragedy is that the Christian gospel has always been about a large multi-ethnic family within which diversity of appropriate sorts is celebrated.
Yeah.
The church ought to have been modeling how to do that. And in a sense, the European project is like a typical Enlightenment thing. It's a parody of Christianity. And it's no surprise to me that it's failed at that point.
That is a great way of putting it. And I agree wholeheartedly. We have to end it there. N.T. Wright, Tom, thank you so much.
Eric, thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Folks, just to remind you, finally, if you go to our website, metaxastalk.com, Angel Tree Camps, one of the most wonderful ideas. When I heard about this, I was thrilled. We get to help them. Go to metaxastalk.com. Give generously to send a kid of a prisoner to a wonderful camp for a week. It is a privilege. I hope you'll take advantage of it. God bless you.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
In his new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, former LAPD officer and Promise Keepers chairman Ken Harrison shares that real men are designed to be proactive, courageous, and humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. This book equips men to confidently step into their marriages, families, work, and friendships with newfound strength as they embrace God's true plan for their lives. Rise of the Servant Kings, available wherever books are sold and at riseoftheservantkings.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey not saying whether she'll sign a proposed abortion ban into law, but she says potential legal fees should not deter efforts to protect the unborn. The Alabama legislature gave final approval to the nation's most restrictive abortion law in the country, a measure that makes performing abortions if the mother's health is not at risk at any stage of pregnancy a felony. A new bill in the Senate seeks to stem the tide of illegals from Central America.
Senator Lindsey Graham has proposed a bill to change the asylum loophole that Republicans say is being exploited by immigrants from Central America. The change will require asylum seekers to apply at American consulates in their home countries. Graham says the bill is designed to, quote, stop the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republicans argue the influx of migrants is stressing border officials beyond their capacity. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump will deliver an immigration speech tomorrow. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
It's the Eric from Texas show. That is the great Elton John. And, oh, my gosh, we just finished our conversation with N.T. Wright. I still can't believe that we suckered him into coming into the studio and talking to us.
I don't know what's going on.
You know what I mean?
We led those breadcrumbs right into the door.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Who knew that he liked breadcrumbs that much? But he came in, greatest New Testament scholar in the world, and he talked to me almost as though I were a type of equal. But it was fun. And I hope, actually, you know, we need to say this. A lot of these programs we're airing on YouTube.
Yes.
Because we're in this gorgeous TBN studio. And if you want to see my conversation with N.T. Wright or you want to send it to a friend, we would appreciate it if you go to YouTube and go to the Eric Metaxas Show channel. We have a channel now. And on that channel, you can subscribe. And we're asking you please to subscribe to the channel. But there's a lot of great videos. Like, it's kind of getting amazing now.
The
quality is staggering because TBN has created this, like, state-of-the-art TV studio. It's so beautiful. I know I don't deserve it. Believe me, folks. And so check it out. And you can send those videos to your friends. Do subscribe. I should say that tonight, amazingly, I'm going to be on Tucker Carlson, unless I get canceled. It could happen.
Could happen.
But it's 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? You're not going to, like, stay up late, like with Shannon Bream last night, and then I got canceled. No, it's like, you know, it's 8 o'clock. So 8 o'clock Eastern time. So I'll be on with Tucker tonight. Tomorrow, Albin, people need to go to TBN. If you don't know where TBN is on your radio, I mean on your TV dial.
Can I say go to the second floor of your house, open a window and yell out, "Where's TBN?"
Yeah, and you may get an answer.
You
like
might.
Somebody who shout out, 295, jerk. But seriously, tomorrow night, this is Thursday night on TBN, they are interviewing me for the full hour about the new TBN show, which premieres on Friday. And that's tomorrow, Thursday, we're talking, I guess, 9 o'clock Eastern time, but it's the praise show. It's their main show, their flagship show, and they're interviewing me for the hour, Matt and Lori Crouch. It was more fun than it was a ton of fun. So
it
you've got to watch that tomorrow night. And then on Friday, of course, 6 p.m. is the premiere of this, the Erich Metaxas Radio Show on TBN. That's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we go, you crazy kids, tomorrow we're going to hear from Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to talk about G.K. Chesterton with Joseph Pierce. But before you go, you need to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Why?
Why?
Because there's a banner for Angel Tree, and we want you to participate in the privilege of changing lives. We are not blowing smoke. They are a spectacular organization, part of Prison Fellowship. What they are doing is changing lives. We need to participate because the government doesn't do this kind of kit stuff for inner-city youth, for kids whose parents are in prison. You and I, we need to participate. MetaxasTalk.com. Check it out. The phone number, again, if you believe in phone numbers, is 888-206-2793. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. There's all kinds of videos. I recommend that. But if you want to call, 888-206-2793. Again, 888-206-2793. God bless you as you give.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.